Okay, so now we wanted to see if we can understand the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan according to Rava. So the Rishonim all explain the riff is the main is the beginning, is the starting point, that according to Rava, the machlokas is dafka about is about whether you need dafka a din of arai, which is expressed in the Lamata Me'aser Mamo, or whether you need dafka din of keva, right? So how would you express? So what would keva be? So it's interesting. It's not equal, right? In other words, everybody agrees that you can express keva. That you can do. That's not an impossibility. Build something very strong. That's not a problem, right? The only problem would be the other way, to make something that's dafka and going to last 7 days. But there's no impossibility in making something that's strong and permanent and sturdy, right? That we can evaluate. So the machlokas though is like the Ramban explains that it's if you're going to look at things through Rava's from Rava's perspective. You have to make a choice on keva or arai in the mechitzos. It's not a free issue. Right? According to the other explanations in the Gemara, keva and arai was not a question. It wasn't an issue of keva or arai. It was not a concern of anybody's. Right? And according to Rava, who holds the Rabbanon hold as a psul of arai, but Rava's way of looking at the issue makes keva and arai something that you have to decide on. It's not that he's learning that the Rabbanan care about Arai and Rabbi Yehuda is just laissez-faire, right? Rabbi Yehuda is just open to anything. No, it has to be that's the point of argument, whether there's a requirement of Keva or a requirement of Arai. Right, and the Ramban explained, Ramban also mentions that in the Milchama. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rava, it's one way or the other. He says, "Afagav de lo efshar." He says, "Ela bediras keva." He says, "Rabbi Yehuda machshir lemala mechaf afagav de lo efshar lo ela bediras keva." Hachanami, just like Rabbi Yehuda says, it's good above 20 because when it's impossible to be other than keva, hachanami pasul diras arai. Rabbi Yehuda would actually pasul diras arai. My timer, kra obediras arai dafka obediras keva dafka midrash, ukidirava. Right, and that's why he quotes a lot of Gemaras. A lot of Gemaras that say that there's certain cases that the cases like if you're sleeping under a bed or a tent. So the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda is good. Why? Because since a sukkah is a diras keva, and the other thing is a diras arai, lo asi diras arai, I'm about to diras keva. But it's because he dafka holds it's a diras keva. Right. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Diras Keva, right? Okay. So I told you to take a look at the Tosafot of the Ki Avidla, Ki Avidli Diras Keva. So the only point that I want to get out of that Tosafot is that he's showing you that in the Schach itself, everybody agrees is a din of Arai. Right. Everybody agrees there's a din of arai. Even it would seem even Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah.
What's the point of Deres Kikra if you need arai and arai
salam? Because no, it's not Gzeres Tikra. It's Gzeres Mishum Tikra.
Yeah.
But that's he's saying, in other words, you can't be in your bias. That's for sure. Right? So you're not allowed to use boards that look like roofing material as your sukkah, but just throw them on there. Not attached, not fastened. Just take, let's say 2x4s. I mean, 2x4s are probably not big. Whatever, you take 2x4s, let's say. And let's say you take, instead of using the regular mats or the bamboos, whatever it is, you take 2x4s and you would put them side by side over your sukkah.
That's not called keva?
No, it's not keva. It's not nailed in. There's nothing really permanent about it. But it looks like a roof. That is everything. Not allowed to use something that looks like roof, that makes it look like a roof. Because Tikra is definitely, that's bias already, and it's, and that's, you can't be under Tikras Beso. If a guy sees a sukkah, it looks like a bias, so he'll just stay in his house. And that's definitely no good. Right? He's just trying to show you that he's only bringing that in. The awesome Mishum Gzeiras Tikra here, right? He's just bringing that in to show you that, that what? In the Gzeiras, don't try to answer, right? He's just trying to say, don't try to answer the question with that. Because that's only a Psul Madrabanan. Okay. So anyway, I saw one of the Achronim mentions that based on this Tosfos, I mean, it's the deduction that we're making, but sometimes you get a little nervous. You want to make sure you're making that you're not saying something crazy. So someone in Echorim also mentions that now, according to this Tosis, Rabbi Yehuda also, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Kavah and everything else, this Tosis is learning that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees you need a Raya in the Schach. He says he doesn't know where Rabbi Yehuda gets that from, according to Tosis, but definitely that's the way this Tosis is coming out. Right? So it comes out that according to Tosos, so let's put it together then. So according to Tosfos, and I don't think anyone disagrees with this, I mean, it makes perfect sense, the Schach Vadai has to have a din of Arai, right? And now, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rava, there's a machlokus in the Defanos. But the Defanos have to be one or the other. They must be either Arai, whatever we call, you know, a shame Arai, a din of Arai, or they must be keva. So with that information, can we try to think of what the machlokus is between Rava, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan according to Rava? And how is he looking at the whole situation of the mechitzos and the schach in a way that makes him, that forces him to decide between keva and arai? And the other sheet is not concerned. It's a non-issue to them. But the way that Rava is interpreting the structure of sukkah, there must be a choice. A choice must be made. So Lakhspars are saying like this. That everybody agrees. It's just good to think about things like that. It's orderly. Everybody agrees that what? I think I have to modify your everybody agrees a little bit though. We can skip that step for now. So he said like this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're trying to figure out why would Rabbi Yehuda demand keva in the walls? If the schach itself has to be arai, so you see arai is definitely an idea in sukkah, so why would the walls dafka have to be keva? That's the question. And why is what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Right? Yeah. See, it would seem like this. I'm going to try to work his idea through a little more. No, it seems like this, that according to Rava, the point is, what I'm trying to work out over here is, everyone's looking for the psul of 20 amos, right? Like we started that yesterday. And there's some idea in the, So according to the first way, it was what? It was that the schach has, and everybody seems to be focused on the schach. Right? There's something that the walls are going to do that's going to affect the schach. Because like we said, the sukkah is, the shame sukkah is, al shame schach kruya sukkah, al shame haschach kruya sukkah. So if there's a psul in the walls being higher than 20 amos, but really, really view it in terms of somehow impeding an element of the schach. So either it doesn't make the schach part of the yeshiva, in terms of not being a yeshiva nikaris, it's too out of the reach of the eye, or it doesn't allow the schach, it doesn't create the tzura of a binyan shel schach, that the primary feature of the structure is schach. But Rava looks at it a little differently. He has to be going along the same general idea. But he holds that the ikur of the sukkah is the schach, and somehow the walls have to be a kiyum in the schach. Okay? The walls are there to be a kiyum in the schach, to be some to enhance the schach in some way. The walls function with the schach, okay? And the ikar of the schach is arai. That's part of the definition of what schach is. It's definitely, you know, it's an idea of being, you know, like the Tosa says, you should be able to see the stars. There is definitely an idea of the man yididor seichem, right? You don't have that in a binyan that's kavua, in a roof that's kavua. So schach definitely has an element of arai. But what Chaim is saying is that Rabbi Yehuda learns like this. That what's the din, why do you need dafka keva in the walls? Because he holds that the schach, the shem arai in the schach, is where the definition of the sukkah should come from. In other words, there's, like we were saying originally, there's the general species of binyan, and then there's what differentiates one from the other. So he holds that the whole differentiation, the entire differentiation of the chefetz of sukkah must be only from the schach. You understand? He holds that the sukkah should really be a house that is deficient, but only in terms of its defining elements. So dafka, he holds, everything should be the same except for the schach. That's how do the walls help the schach? By being the same, they highlight the only difference is schach. You understand? So the walls, according to Rebbe, Rav is learning, the walls are participating in the entity of schach somehow. But he holds that the machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanon is a question of in what way, right? According to Rebbe Yehuda, he holds it's dafka that the walls have to highlight the schach as the unique entity, as a unique feature. Notice it has to. That's the definition. That's the differentiation of this building from every other building. So it's dafka should be the same in every way, but the schach. And then that's how you really create the shame of sukkah. That's what we mean that the whole sukkah is al shem haschach. Because that's the one entity that's different. And if everything else was flimsy, then it would be, it wouldn't have that level of differentiation. It wouldn't be, the difference is what gives it the shame. Whereas the Rabbanan hold, the Rabbanan hold what? Now the Rabbanan harder. Yeah, well, that's what we're saying. Maybe we're revamping it a little bit. But we're saying that according to Rava, he holds the ikar of sukkah and the ikar of the pasuk of basukos teshu shivas yomim is an idea of a kvius of the arai. That's the ikar message tachlis of sukkah, of sukkahs, to be koveya the arai. Tzchach is arai. That's the entity of arai itself. But the question is, when the Torah, that's what the Ramban is explaining. According to Rava, he must hold either keva or arai in the walls. Why? Because the ikar idea is to take the arai and treat it and be koveya it as the ikar. But the question is that a halacha that's done through the structure of the sukkah? Is that what the structure of sukkah is itself? It's a kvias of the arai. So then you're dafkana going to need sukkas diras keva, and the keva of the sukkah is what turns the arai of the schach the keva of the sukkah is dafka needed for the kvius of the schach, which is a rai. Or is it the din of basukas teshu shivas yom, that the yeshiva basukka is the kvias? Now, what do we do on sukkah? We threw our mice of yeshiva, say midiras keva v'shev b'diras arai, and like the Mishnah Chavches says, kol shivas yomim adam oses sukaso keva obeso arai. There's an inversion of taking the arai and being koveya in it. So if that's the rabbanon hold, it's dafka, it's through the maisa dira that we bring about the heftza of sukkah into our main kvius. But it has to be, if that's the case, if it stems from the maisa dira, then everything else should have the quality of arai. Now, as we're trying to work in a certain, we're saying there's a certain approach, that there's an entity of arai, and then there's something which is highlighting it and being koveya it, that even though it intrinsically is arai, we're koveya it as the ikar. But whatever is going to be koveya it, that should be the sole koveya. Okay? So if you're going to hold, if it's in the cheftza, so that means to say that everything else has to be keva in the cheftza. The sukkah, if that's the ikar of the cheftza of tzukkah, it's an entity that is koveya the arai, then everything has to be kavua except for the schach. You would say that the sukkah itself is like a oxymoron. It's like a contradiction in terms. That's what it is. It's a kvias, it's a binyan kavua that incorporates into it the entity of schach. That's how we're koveya ourselves in this flimsy thing. We treat the schach like it's an ikar dira, but it's reflected in the structure of the sukkah. So then you dafka need keva to create in everything else, or do you say it's a din of the maisa yeshiva is koveya the entity of sukkah as a keva, but then everything else should be arai. Everything else should be unfit for kvias except for the dira itself, except for the maisa dira itself. That's tzei midiras keva v'shev b'diras arai. This idea, it's the yeshiva that makes it permanent. Bring in all of your good pots, bring in your good bedding, bring in everything that's good to show that I'm koveya myself here, even though it's not on its own an entity, a place of kvias. The ikar mitzvah is to transform and to be koveya. But to the degree that it's kavua itself, you're lacking in that. So you dafka have to take the entity that's not kavua on its own terms and through the yeshiva be koveya. So it comes out that that's what he holds. He holds the ikar is to be koveya the arai. But you have to, it's either through the cheftza or through the maisa. But either way is going to demand either keva in the binyan or either arai in the binyan. If it's through the binyan, then it has to be keva. If it's through the maisa, the binyan has to be arai. Right? Okay, something to think about.